my ass?
I used to. I gave up on shaving my ass. It shit hurts.
Is it really? Am I the only one that's doing this?
I have no hair in my body. I'm hairless.
You're a hairless little boy?
I'm just a hairless boy.
I think it would take me a half hour to get one cheek.
What the fuck?
What kind? How do you shit? Like sideways?
Spread my cheeks and I just do like probably a lot of wipes. Hopefully it's not bad shit. Some shits, you know, you've had a phantom shit before.
I fucked up by not doing that last time.
Okay.
And by the way, we're already recording, so.
All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Crumb Bum Comedy. Welcome.
Wait,
you had to drink some more than that before.
All right, somebody's talking too loud because the waves are really high.
Whoa, that's way high.
That was him.
Oh, that was me. Sorry.
Did I hear him go, welcome to the book room?
No, I know, but you know.
Okay, are we starting this episode or are we just playing with our dicks?
I kind of wanted to finish Frank talking about his asshole, but fuck it.
Sure, then I'll start.
No, you're not. Don't always start.
No, no, we're not going to. The asshole's
dropped. No, let's start.
The asshole is
dropped. No, you need to finish.
Just go, you cunt.
Yes, you need to. No, finish, please. Can you please fucking finish?
Did you say spread my cheeks?
I spread my cheeks.
Cool, that's all I really want. Oops. That's all. I heard.
So it shoots out cleaner.
You know you should just get fucking tape. Just tape that bitch.
Yeah. I walk around with duct tape pulled across so my cheeks are constantly spread.
The fucking show.
Well, I wipe my ass when like I'll wipe until I say nothing. Like damn
so
it.
So that way when you fart, damn it's just a straight.
I'm actually a hyper wiper, so I bleed a lot.
Hyper wiper, that's a good show.
I have bleeding teeth.
I'm watch a wiper.
All right, go ahead, Doc. You
okay, everyone, welcome to another episode.
God damn it! God damn it!
Sorry, everyone, welcome to another episode of Crumb Bum Comedy. I got sitting with me. We got Frankie Friday here. Say hello, Frankie.
I'm not Frankie.
Hi.
Stage left. All right.
Stage left.
Right.
I'm Frank, and I'm here.
Say hello.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Frank.
Hello. I'm glad you're here, Frank.
Sorry.
How did he get so much hotter?
Yeah. You look like Frank. Frank got AIDS.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Crumb Bum Comedy. We have with us. We got Edson.
Hello.
Say hello, Edson.
I'm not saying hello because I'm not Edson.
Okay. Well, say hello, Edson.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Josh.
Okay. We got Josh over here.
Edson.
And then, of course, we got the one and only Frankie Friday right here sitting with us.
What about yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got me. That's unfortunate.
Hey, what's up? It's me. I'm Doc Brown. I'm like old shit.
Shipping it in years ago, but okay, I'm still here. All right, guys, so what are we going to talk about? Well, I got one thing we can talk about. Edson?
Men's butts.
Well, besides men's butts. We'll get to men's butts sooner or later.
Actually, this involves men's butts.
Well, like, exactly what I want to get into later. But, Edson, you recently had a little thing done to your little Edson.
My colonoscopy or the...
No, we're talking about the other wee-wee chop.
The wee-wee chop.
Oh, the wee-wee chop. Yeah, I got a... Vasectomy!
Hey, attaboy.
A little pickle.
Now, why did
castration.
You get...
castration.
Because a lot of reasons. Like, you know, when people have, like, three kids and you ask them, hey, if one of your kids was drowning in a lake, who would you save? And they're like, I love them all equally. I don't have that in my brain. So, like, I would logically try to pick the one that I would save. And I just cut out the fat right now. I'll just say instead of having three babies that I have to pick, I could just have that one.
Yeah. I always said if I had more than one kid, and like I'd be honest, like Dad, who do you like more? It'd be like Tommy.
That you see, that's.
Well, see, Josh isn't gonna have a kid.
No, but that's how I would be. Even if I had many of other kids, I would be the same way too. I'd be like, I like you because of this. You, I don't like because you're a dick. But you're my kid, so I have to.
Well, Frank,
you don't have to get rid of.
That's how my dad is.
Well, let's ask Frank. What would you ever get a vasectomy?
No.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I'm just a pull-out king. I don't need to worry about chopping my
teeth. Me.
You are until you're not.
So yeah. What happens if you accidentally goof in your girlfriend?
I'm old enough.
Goof?
I'm old enough where I'm ready.
All right.
To what? Can we get goofed up?
See, I'm ready to get geeked up. I'm ready to get goofed in.
Too old to be doing anal?
I used to be the pull-out king, and then, because back in the day, abortions were like $150, so I could afford them.
Dude, aren't they like $500?
Yeah, they're expensive. Yeah, they're expensive. Now, when I got Obamacare, so that shit was free. The funny thing
is... Are you
going
to El Clinico? To get that shit done?
La Hospital General. The funny thing was an 18-year-old or 20-year-old nurse lady that prepped me for the doctor. So I was like, I'm already used to whipping on my dick in front of chicks. But this one...
I doubt that.
She kept doing weird shit. She's like, could you do me a favor and pick up your penis? And I picked it up like straight up, like forward, like up.
You pointed it out.
Yeah, out. Yeah, I pointed it out, and I just looked at her, and she was like, no, up. And I was like, I don't understand. And she goes, because I'm going to tape it. And I was like, huh? But she meant from 6 to 12.
So
she taped my dick to my stomach. And the whole time I was like, don't get a boner, because I could feel my dick throbbing, like about to get
on
a boner.
On your stomach?
Yeah. Oh, God. So I was like, I'm going to get a boner, and then my sack's going to get tight.
Why did you
and
get a boner?
And then she goes, and then she, because the bitch is touching my dick. And if he was a dude, he's still touching my dick. Yeah. No, and then she's like, you're kind of cold, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking cold. And then she's like, oh, we got something for that. Because the fan for the air conditioner was in my face, so my sack was getting tight. So she got this overhead lamp, and she just put this lamp over my cock and just left.
Oh, my God.
And I was there for like a good 10 minutes waiting for the doctor
to come. You're a rotisserie chicken on your fucking dick.
So my sack was, I was cold, but my sack was warm.
You should have came out strong and just popped a Viagra before you went in there.
Oh, that would have been so dope.
I would have walked in there.
Yeah,
just,
you like what you see?
Just strong, just been like,
I would've, you're going to need more tape.
Yeah.
You should have flexed out of the tape.
You should change the story about taping to your stomach. Just say, she taped it to my friggin' chest.
I know, you said something. I would have said, no, she taped it to my Adam's apple.
Real story, but she taped it to my... It was on my pubes. She taped it to my pubes.
Well, at La Clinico, they use electrical tape.
What did you use all, over there? Yeah, the duct tape,
Elmer's glue.
Oh, fuck. But the whole time I was talking to the doctor, he was telling me everything he was doing when he was pulling...
That's fantastic. I want to know about that.
Man. It's a little tiny hole the size of a straw. Are those coffee straws, and they pull out the tubes through there, cut them, solder them, and I saw the solder smoke of my whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I was supposed to be chilling for like a whole week or something. The next day, my niece had her fucking 7-year-old birthday party, and I'm in charge of all the kids. I was running around chasing these fucking kids now, and my balls were purple, and it was a whole fucking mess. This prior to, about 2 weeks prior to that, there was 3 doctors inside of my butt. cutting tulips out of my butt.
Are these like miniature doctors?
I put them in
Whoa,
my butt.
This doctor's not involved.
That's like a porn. 3 doctors.
But you know what? Butt. That's what happened to me.
3 doctors, 1 butt is a porn.
Josh.
He did.
You quit drinking.
Oh yeah, that's on my list. Josh gets sober. That was on my list.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Josh.
Yeah, it's been a really rough 5 days.
I can understand. Whoa.
What? No, actually, I went to rehab and everything. I'm in it right now.
Oh, you're in it. Yeah. You're in rehab.
It's an outpatient thing. I'm not living there.
Yeah, you're not living there, but you're
And you moved back to the cut.
Ontario, yeah. That was like...
It's just...
I had the first meetings, with everybody. I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm like a bunch of crybabies. Because, I did math. I lost everything.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, fuck, so did you. But I'm not a bitch.
But hey, even after 5 days, you look good, man. I mean...
No, I just feel better.
Yeah, I mean, you look better.
I had to stop. It was getting out of control.
The funny part is that when he moved back to Ontario, he looked like he is from Ontario. Like, he left that hipster...
No,
you know what? I take that back. I only say hipster because everyone called you... Okay, it's because I know you longer, so I know you won't really be a hipster. You're just like...
No, I kind of am.
Yeah, but you're hip to the jive, but you're not a hipster. Okay, hipster.
No, I'm not 100%. Like,
no, dress shoes. You're mostly for the style and not for the... You're not going around being like, oh, I watched it first.
But would Frank pull him over?
I would,
No, I look white.
I would white dread by him and be like, this guy's harmless.
But you quit drinking too for a bit, no?
This guy's harmless. Unless he's sucking
Rush my
dick for money.
That's an ass, you quit too.
Didn't you quit drinking too?
I did for like 5 weeks.
5 weeks?
Pretty good.
Can we have another beer for this, Frank?
Hey, Jen. Honey.
Yes.
I'm not gonna be one of those assholes that quit drinking, that's gonna start judging everybody because they still drink.
Yeah,
I have friends like that when they quit drinking, like just nod their head at people like when they're still getting drunk. I don't fucking care.
I mean, you're doing a comedy show right now with 3 guys that are
drinking in a bar.
I've run into those people who are like super like I'm sober now, so I'm gonna be
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
My friend Sergio, I try. You know, it's the opposite side of the coin. Is like when you try not to, you're like, oh, I don't want to be drunk around this fool because I don't want to make him feel like, hey, this is how we have fun, and you're not allowed in the fun.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, no, my friend Serge, my longtime friend, he quit, and when he quit, he fucking quit, and he kicked it. And he's a metalhead. He's like in the band Sangre. He's in 3 other bands, and that band is sponsored by Jaeger. So they get free Jaeger shit, you know. But he parties. He kicks it till 3 o'clock in the morning and doesn't...
I mean, I'll be sober for like 10 years. If Pabst comes with me and money, I'll pretend I drink it all day long.
Oh, yeah, me too. I don't drink hard liquor, but if Jack Daniels or somebody comes by, fuck yeah, I'll be over here like, yes, this is delicious. This is the best
beer. You guys going to pay for my hospital bill, right?
Yeah, with this podcast right now.
Yeah, shit. Thank you for the 25 people that listen to us
subscribe,
now.
Subscribe, like, comments, do something.
I know, I gotta put it on Twitter.
Thank you.
I've ruined it on my Twitter, but I have like 5 fucking people.
I don't have a Twitter because I don't know what that is.
I never go on it.
You look like you don't even know what a computer
it's good
is.
You don't know.
I really don't.
Yeah. Hey man, what's with all this technology, bro?
Hold on, let me call my girl. Dude, call girlfriend.
No, I'm over here. I'm still putting quarters in his
cell phones.
Yeah, I'm over here just like, what's a smartphone? It's smart enough to take quarters, right?
Oh, shit.
Just shoving quarters in there.
Just to retard myself, after they were in my butts, I shouldn't say that out loud when someone's walking. I thought they read my MRI wrong, and I thought I had a fucking cist that was going to be a tumor.
You're like, you're just dumb.
In my brain. But it was behind my... They told me it was behind my sinus, in my brain. Come to find out, they read my MRI wrong. And it was in my sinus, not in my brain. And then his girl...
Oh, yes. My girlfriend was the same thing. She was in the hospital for a long time. She lost her vision.
Oh, my God.
They found out that it wasn't a tumor in the brain. It was just a cyst. They're working on it right now.
Oh,
she's
my God.
Cool. She's groovy. She's working on it. This goes out to you, my dear. I love you.
Yeah,
love
you,
Stephanie.
Man. Good luck. Yeah, man, Steph.
I swear you guys look like a fucking, like, he's a detective. He's undercover.
Yeah. Like a Starsky and Hutch. Yeah, you guys are totally Starsky and Hutch.
I'm like, where's all the marijuana at?
Yeah, man.
But you're like that for real, though.
Please bring me one pot, please.
One thing when they're walking off. You're under arrest.
At the end of the thing, he's like, oh, by the way, you're under... Oh, no, you gotta pull out the fucking chain.
Oh, yeah, no, you gotta bring out the badge. Just be like, you're under arrest. Just, you know.
So what? We haven't had a podcast in a while.
Oh, no, we haven't.
Anything else in particular?
Well, Frank, what's going on with you?
I had a question for you guys.
All right.
When was the longest... Because not really anything's going on with me. Just working and having beers.
Phone session? Because it's been a while.
Literally nothing's going on.
No. But what was the longest you guys quit drinking, in your life since you started drinking? Eight months?
Yeah. Okay.
And how many times have you quit before?
What, you mean try to?
Or not try, you just take a break. Like, sometimes I'll just say I'm taking a break for 3 months.
Yeah, I can only go, like, maybe
you can
2 weeks.
Not usually.
Shit.
I've done it twice.
The longest.
I did that month recently when I was in house arrest because I was scared they were going to pop up.
Show up.
Huh?
They randomly show up.
Yeah. They were going to tell me they were gonna show up. They never did, but they were...
You're like, just a second.
Yeah.
High criminal.
But they were just like, you can't have any alcohol. Like, and normally if there's even alcohol in the refrigerator, like in the middle of the night, my parents hide beer. But they don't hide it well. That it's like the crisper. I was like, you know, I like vegetables. You can't hide it there. Because I like to wake up and...
As white people call it, the lobster drawer. Where you pull up the lobster. Yeah, that's what white people call lobsters.
What?
You didn't know that?
You mean rich people.
Yeah, because I know white people. And none of them put lobsters in a refrigerator.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Love rich it. Can you get another lobster?
Why the fuck do you have lobster?
You can't keep lobster for too long, right?
Unless it's frozen. No,
you can't.
No, you gotta eat it pretty quick.
So why does it have a drawer?
Because
I don't fucking understand.
I don't get this.
Because maybe I want this shit the next day. I've never had lobster in my drawer.
I'm gonna microwave lobster.
Okay, well, back to this. Okay, we'll go back to the lobster thing. After this, years ago, I did try to quit, but that was when I was a real, real, real heavy. Like,
what do you mean, like heavy?
Like high, big bottles of Jack. Hide them
every night.
Yeah, like,
oh yeah,
every night. Pretend I wasn't drunk when I was and shit. When you're younger, I could pass it off.
Yeah,
but only weeks. An accumulation since 1994 till now, I quit for like, I don't know, 6 months.
It was the boringest 6 months of my life.
No, like in to put together.
Yeah, I understand.
Well,
yeah.
I got something on you guys because mine was only 2 weeks.
But you're like fucking 12.
I'm 26, thank you.
You're 26.
You're younger, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you got some time to become a real fucking boy.
But no,
I'm fucking Pinocchio.
Thank you.
No, I'm kidding.
But
when did you start drinking?
13.
Oh, okay, shit. Yeah.
Well, you started early.
I started early and started smoking.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You?
21?
High school, no. I didn't drink until 21.
Frank looked like he started drinking when he was 20. He was like, you got your license. You were like, I can legally drink now.
No, as soon as he got his badge, he started drinking.
I,
I mean,
well, yeah, the job takes a toll on you, man. The shit you see.
You don't want to bring your work home?
And you go up, it's like, Frank, you said, look, I've had a hard day. Chiefs all over my ass. You're like,
it's a hard case. I don't want to talk about it.
Dude, I'm big. Just, I just need to relax.
How many minorities have had a crack today?
Him and your TV dinner and a bottle of... No, not even a bottle. He has a bottle, but he only has a glass.
Where's my steakums?
That Jameson with Jameson with the bottle with
and then like a saxophone playing.
I'll say this. I love being stereotyped as a cop. I've been able to like jiu-jitsu leverage that for my favor.
Yeah.
Because like, man. Because like, I'm gonna use this comp. They think they're gonna prejudge me as being a comp. Perfect. Now when I go to the bathroom, they're not gonna think I'm doing blow.
He just has a cold.
It's a perfect cover.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh.
It's like, what are you doing there? I'm like checking for perps. Like, what's wrong with your nose? Like, I got it. Colombian allergies.
Colombian allergies.
Cop allergies. Only cops get them.
Yeah, man.
Bet you when you started drinking, your mustache just grew automatically. Like your first beer, you're like,
Man, I'm smuggling in things in this stash every day.
When did you start drinking?
The first time I got drunk, I was 17, then didn't drink for a year.
Then
I started drinking on weekends, like when I was after I graduated high school. And then I didn't even drink heavy until I was 23.
You brought up a good point, because this is the difference between started drinking and like the first time you get drunk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Because
the first time I drank, I wasn't.
Yeah, I would drink like Bud.
The first time I drank Miller. Second grade, sorry.
Oh, sorry, man. Like Miller Lights, like I would say like my dad's six pack.
Yeah.
And I would just drink those bottles, you know. I would toss them down and be drunk.
Yeah.
You know, but when it came to drinking, like my first time was when I was maybe. Oh, like 19. And that was the first handle of Jack that was given to me. And that was like, here's a handle of Jack to yourself. And it's like, oh shit, this is easy. Like, it's just like beer.
Sorry.
Did your dad get mad at you for drinking this beer? Did you get caught?
I never got caught with my dad. And sorry, Dad. Sorry to
confuse you. He's like, I never cared about you. That's why I didn't even give a fuck.
I cared about my beer.
But my dad, because my dad drank a lot. So that's where I get it from. But the smoking, the cigarette smoking, my parents never smoked. But
I think that's more. My parents don't like me smoking more than like they're okay with me drinking. But like actually they're not. Well,
yeah,
I don't know. They don't like it. But they know they can't stop me.
Yeah, exactly. My parents.
What are you gonna do about it?
My parents are the same
mom.
Way.
Fuck you, mom.
Yeah,
my parents are the same way. They're like, fuck it.
Because I'm the only drinker in the whole family. Well, not actually my sister now, but like.
What about your brother?
I was a smoker.
Oh, he doesn't drink. That's right.
Yeah, he doesn't drink. And when he drinks, he just doesn't know how to handle himself correctly.
Probably not a good
idea. So like, I never get like fucking tossed.
Because I remember stealing beer here and there, and like, oh look at me, I'm buzzed. But then. I was really, I can't remember specifically, but I remember that when I got blackout drunk, I always wanted to be blackout drunk. Like, I remember that was the feeling in my head. It was like, that's it. This is what drinking is. It's like, okay, I can just get drunk, do some fucking wicked shit, and just wake up and throw up, and it'll be over. Like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was blackout, and I have memories of me driving, and I was 18 when I got my license, but I was still in school. I was one of the first kids with a license and a job.
Yeah.
And going to school, so I was like...
18 or 16?
18.
You're still in high school, 18.
Yeah.
Well, I got mine when I was 16.
Yeah, because you work for the horse.
Well, you can still get fucking...
What are the laws different in
5 years? No, I don't know.
It was a little harder to get it at 16.
I skipped the whole permit thing. Like I was just like, once I was 18, I skipped the whole permit thing. I was just like, when I was 18, I went, got my license, I bought my car, and I had my first job, and I was still going.
Because I had a permit at 16.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah. No, sorry, my bad.
I heard it picked up on the mic.
Yeah. So I was 16, and I had my permit, and I was just like, I was king of the world. You know, I could just do whatever I want.
Were you drinking and driving as a kid?
Yeah.
It was easier back then.
Oh yeah.
No, it wasn't as easier as an adult.
Nah, I
never. I never got pulled
hell
over.
Hell no, dude. I was doing some fucking
because
shit.
Because I learned my lesson because I'm older and I'm
I think it was easier.
Yeah, you see, but back then, no care for the world. I was just I got something to say.
I was driving.
I know everything. I'm 16. I was driving the Porsche.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm over here in my Porsche, and when a cop was behind me, I would just pull over and then just walk out, open the hatch, and they'd be like, "Where are you going, son?" I'm like, just pull out my guitar, and I'm like, "I live right here." And they would be like, "Okay," and I closed my hatch.
It was Frank. He's like, I'm just.
I have a question for you,
bro. Yeah.
So how do you fucking? What? Explain the type of person that says Porsche, and explain the type of person that says Porsche.
That's
and
true.
Then, and then characterize them a Porsche driver.
Well, back in his era, they say Porsche.
All right, so a Porsche.
98.
I'm really putting on the part.
Yeah.
A Porsche is an actual driver. Somebody that drives a Porsche.
Omar. It's my buddy Omar.
Hey, Omar. How you doing?
He's a actor.
So
he acts like he's
Porsche
not Mexican.
Is somebody that drives a Porsche. Somebody that actually owns one back in the day.
Okay.
Like,
in the 90s, that's a stripper.
No, I actually do. I drove it.
It's probably
away.
Ends with away. Yeah, it ends with an A.
Dude,
it's
I don't
want to
fucking up my credit.
But a Porsche. When you say Porsche, it's kind of like a.
Yeah.
It's like a. What do you say? Like a.
Okay, because I think that's bullshit.
Sounds like Larry David.
I think the whole Porsche is stupid because I've got asked the same question about comedy. They were just like, it was different between a comedian and a comic. But I was like, I actually had to think for it.
Actually, there is.
Because I was like, because like, okay, look at like, let's say I use Jim Carrey. Like Jim Carrey is a comic, because he can act and he can make funny things when he acts.
Oh, yeah,
and a comedian would be just a person that just straight up does stand up. Literally, I'm speaking bullshit. Like, I was drunk when I came up with this. I think there's no difference. But if you do have to change, if you do have to do something like that, I would say Jim Carrey is a comic.
No, he's an actor.
But he was a comedian, and then he became a comic. Or the other way around. Yeah, that's how he started. If you didn't know that, I'm about to punch you in your
fucking
mustache.
Porsche is when you own a Porsche, you immediately, your balls sink into you.
There you go. That makes more sense.
And you become a Porsche.
Yeah. It's almost like when you call it a Lamborghini and then you get one and you call it Lambo.
Exactly.
It's like when you get the lamp on your
nuts. Yeah.
But when you see one on the street, it's kind of like, oh yeah, there's a Porsche. Yeah, there's a Porsche. But when you own one and you drive one, it's kind of like, oh, I'm hoity-toity. I actually have driving gloves.
Yeah, no, he does. They look pretty clean.
Wow, you just made me hate you.
I have driving gloves.
No, that made me like him more.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hashtag me too.
I drive a racing.
No, that's why it's cold.
I drive with racing gloves, and I'm zipping around.
No, you see, that's where you fucked up. I like that when you call them driving gloves, because you're not racing.
I do. I go to the racetrack.
Never mind. You just thank you for making me feel like an ass.
Speedway?
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, dog.
White people. I wish you could see this.
Oh my god, you know.
No, actually, Mexicans
so many
go there a lot.
Places
with their...
go there.
Oh, I see where Mexicans are.
Yeah, Mexicans go there a lot. They take their Cheyennes.
Yeah, they're over there with their Suburbans and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking Astrovans.
Yeah, peeling out an Astrovans.
Yeah, they're with their Astrovans. They're like, you want to fucking fight for fool? That's fine.
Is that your impersonation of a? Love it. Give me some more.
No.
How would a Mexican ask another person to race?
I'm gonna fight you for this churro, fool. Wow,
that's not even how you race people.
They have churros at Irwindale Speedway?
No, that's the homie. Oh. The homie churro? He has that.
Yeah.
He has that.
My name is Churro. I'm going to race you, okay?
Yeah, I got two homies named Papas and Chewing.
God damn it.
Listen, my girlfriend's Mexican. Please don't kill me.
Yeah, there's no excuse for you having bad.
Yeah, we'll wait for her to kill you when you get home.
Yeah.
I'm half Mexican. Please don't kill
he
me.
He is actually. He's
are you?
I am.
Yeah.
Half Indian, half
he's,
Mexican.
He's more Cherokee. He's one of the, like in a cowboy movie, you know, he's like.
So I'm Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Chief Grand Porsche.
Oh my god, the fact that I'm even caught driving my girlfriend's car right now in a Toyota. I just want to kill myself.
Oh yeah. Because what? You hate
it's not a big deal.
I get in every day and I'm like, oh, this is boring.
You'll be fine.
Josh, you have like 3 DUIs, right?
Yeah. Killing it, man.
What was your last car?
I'm going off to number 4.
No, don't say that.
No, don't do that. Knock on wood.
He quit drinking, so when he drinks again, he gets drunk real quick so he can get a DUI. Hey.
Last time I had a car was 2014.
What was it?
What the?
Oh, yeah.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee?
No. Oh, GG. Right,
yeah. People.
Whoa. My people.
Because Jeep Grand Cherokee.
I have a...
And that one got taken away?
Oh, really?
No, cool, blew the engine.
Bald you blew the engine? Which one was the one that got taken away? Or crashed? Like, didn't you crash one, like, really bad? The Subaru, right?
WRX.
Oh, yeah, that's
thank
what
God
the fuck.
You crashed the Subaru and got rid of it.
Yeah, well, I'm about to buy another one in January.
The fuck is, well, it's a really good car.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is a good car.
Yeah. Why do you think he's still alive?
Yeah,
Ford Mountains.
No. Ford, you gotta go to Chevy, mountains. Porsche.
That's the white side of your thinking. The no, brain stop. Side should well, be like, Subaru, yo, baby. Subaru's a very safe car. They handle very well.
Yeah,
you can't fucking work on them yourself in your own. Yeah, that's how you work on the...
A Subaru will take down any shit.
Any shit. Any I have a Ford. I have a Ford truck, Subaru, and I back that shit up. I back that shit up.
And you God bless that truck. That
I hate when people are like forever. Chevys are better than Fords, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you get. It's like you how you take care of it. Oh no, that's probably for me because I was working
on
the house.
Me. That's dog hairs.
Or dog hairs. Yeah. I said dog hairs. It's not kind of the same thing. You know, like CSI wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
What is a long haired dog? Maybe, but this is a long haired dog.
You're lucky it's not a cube.
I can't. If
I hope that wasn't your feet.
I'm not really.
That
really
was
like
long.
It was very long.
I don't like Americans. Oh, yeah. It's, American
so
cars
they are very
American,
long and straight.
American cars.
You're like an Asian cubes.
I have Asian.
You guys want to start your podcast on the side or what?
You guys doing your own thing over there?
Hey, welcome to Crumb Love Comedy. Welcome. It's just Frankie and I now.
That's where you, put in the commercial breaks.
Yeah, what commercial? No one's sponsored.
Oscar was in. Omar.
Oh, Omar.
You drive?
Huh? Welcome to Crumb Bum Comedy.
What do you drive?
Ford
what?
Those are
oh, fancy. Those are
oh,
fucking
you little fucking douchebag.
A Ford Fusion souped up as fuck? Can you get one more?
Ford Focus RS.
A Ford Fiesta?
Everyone else good?
Okay. Hey. Oh, fuck that. Give me a
I'm
Ford
sorry. Ford Fusion?
Another one?
Yeah.
Ford Fusion. What year is it?
Awesome.
Ford.
What? It's old.
It's
old? What year is it?
What was that,
2013?
Yeah. Oh. That's not old, fool.
That's not old.
That's old for me. No, I'm old.
It's like brand new.
No.
Yeah. It looks nice.
Buenas. No, está bien. Oh. La queremos ahí al drede para que cuando la gente la pase, mire.
Oh.
Yeah, what he said.
Sometimes I forget that when I speak
Spanish,
it's
kidding.
Like
taka 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 taka.
Here, let me try to guess what he said.
I don't even care.
I just
yeah, you don't even fucking care. Yeah,
I'm just lucky. Me. I have a car that has four wheels that works.
Like say anal after the name of a car.
The Ford Anal?
No, not the sub name. Like there's Ford Probe.
Uh-huh.
Anal Probe.
That's before.
You said after.
Or after.
After.
Whatever, I'm not here for a grammar lesson.
It's not a grammar.
What are you here for?
It's just kids.
So like doctors say, like, I don't know, like, able anal.
Okay, so,
just add anal.
Yeah.
Oh, so I still have a Ford.
It's like adding
naked. You know what? My first...
Adding naked after every sentence.
Check this out. Okay, let me put anal in this. I used to have a Ford anal escort.
Yeah. Prankster.
I have a Nissan
anal. No, don't say Nissan. You don't have to say it that way. You just say, like, anal explorer.
No, let it. Because it has to be the whole thing. A Nissan...
I'm not saying
that. Nissan anal sex.
What the hell is sex?
I don't know. My regular car wasn't going to be as funny.
What's your... Watch. What's your... Oh, God. What's your regular car?
You guys are
God damn it.
It doesn't have to be a car that you own.
No.
I know, but I couldn't think of another car.
I now I want to know what the car that you owned is with the word anal in it.
Z? 350Z.
That would not be
yeah, would a Nissan anal 360Z?
That's not
funny. No, it's numbers.
I find it hilarious.
If you had
I mean, I have numbers too. It was like anal 924 Sport Le Mans Porsche.
Or like anal navigator.
That like that.
Oh, that's actually funny.
That's sexy.
You just need the right car names. I guess that's what we got.
Anal, the ones that have names. Some
oh
have
no,
numbers.
The Dodge Furion.
I know the
anal furia.
or the 1969 GT anal goat.
Or anal fiesta.
Anal fiesta sounds. Oh, anal fiesta sounds.
That's
good.
My favorite.
Ford
website.
Anal fiesta. www.fordanalfiesta.com.
Anal focus.
They only do anal and Ford focuses.
Anal focus.
Anal focus. Like
I know what I'm gonna do when I get home.
Focus on your anus.
I don't. You know, I
not
want
the planet.
I know what I have a mission when I'm getting home.
Oh, shit. I got another one.
And this is actually kind of hard. I'm trying to think of car names.
Damn.
Fuck.
I can't think of one, like an anal.
Hold on, I got it. Anal Taurus.
Nah.
Nah.
Anal Explorer.
What about the gremlin?
There you go.
Oh, anal gremlin?
Say it.
That was my nickname in high school.
Oh, dude, fuck yeah.
Frank Anal Gremlin.
Frank Anal Gremlin, dude.
Frank, I would like to meet the guys.
Frank the Anal Gremlin?
Because I was littler and it was like more gremlin-y.
Dude, how much poon did you get being Frank the Anal Gremlin?
If that camera was on and saw that face, gold.
It is on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it turns on every half hour.
No, that's when I had it on a different setting. It's fine, Frank.
Well,
I sort of went to school for one day for this.
Sort of for one day?
I got it. I didn't repeat it.
I did half a class for this shit. Don't fuck with me.
Like saying, I went one day of that is like saying I graduated from the University of Phoenix.
I graduated from the University of D's.
Where's that at?
D's Nuts?
Yeah!
Hell yeah. Wanted him to do it.
It's a bit on the nose, don't you think?
I know.
Sorry. I just caught
D's Nuts on your nose?
Dude, that was loud as fuck.
Oh shit, sorry.
Hey, so anything else interesting happened to you guys?
Anyways,
how long is this podcast gonna last? Tonight, just forever.
I don't know.
But just in general? Until one of us dies. Till we start dying one by one?
Until we die?
Until you're done? I don't know.
Yeah.
You're not out till you're out.
Oh,
It's one of those things like you live in a cat.
No, this is a gang. Omar, you're part of the gang.
We live in a casket.
Every guest is allowed to be in.
Oh yeah, Omar, you're part of the gang. You have to be stomped out.
You gotta get gang banged.
I'm not.
No one's gang banging him with me.
I'm not.
No, dude, right here.
Oh yeah.
That's
a threesome. We need someone else in order for it to be a bang.
Well, we got somebody to wash.
Why don't we just go with the guys with long hair? You guys are the ladies. Hey, you chose to have that fucking hair.
Hey,
no one told you.
That doesn't work that way. I think you understand how rape works, but
I don't know how.
Well, there's rules to rape.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
One, if they say yes, it's not.
How to Rape by Edson Crumbum Aragon.
Actually, right.
Ugh, don't fucking say that. Erase that. Delete that.
If you yell surprise, it's not rape.
surprise!
That's his classic. That's a Josh classic.
If
now it's time for another Josh classic.
I know, he has a classic.
Josh classic.
Okay, it's not rape if you're in prison.
Okay.
Oh no, it's not gay if you're in prison. That's a whole different stuff.
Oh yeah. No, it is gay.
No,
it's not gay if you moan.
What?
If you start moaning, then it's gay.
No, you're having a good time. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to have a good time while you're doing this.
You don't.
This isn't for fun.
Why are you boning somebody if you're not having a good time?
Because you know you have to kill time somehow.
Use your ass to kill time.
What? There's been instances where people.
Well, okay. We're here from the cop.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's hear from the cop.
For fucking precinct 65.
We're here for the precinct guard.
There's been reports of people at the end of. I don't believe it, but it's reports. People being last call at the bar, and they choose somebody out of desperation because they went there to get laid.
So like an Asian guy raping you or roofing you?
No.
No, he's saying
ugly people. People will lower their standards to get it in. That's all I'm saying. There's
are
reports.
You asking me out?
On that note,
I know Edson's
what
are you doing Thursday? Standards.
Oh yeah, no, you're right. She did a lot of women.
Oh,
that
don't
are,
say. Come on,
no,
man.
No, Edson, not he. It's not.
Edson,
a, it's a fucking
like
fact.
Edson went to her. He's like, Edson, hey, it's either me or nobody.
I used to fuck
Edson,
really hot chicks.
I love you.
Not that I don't anymore.
Edson, you are an amazing person, and that woman that you're with,
you're a little hard on the eyes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give a shout out.
I can't. We have a non-disclosure.
All right, that's fine. Whatever,
legal purposes.
Edson's girlfriend.
No one's listening.
You have the most amazing man in the world. I would like him to be inside of me at all times, but obviously he's inside of you. So.
Sounds like a fantasy.
Thank you.
Like a fantasy.
I
kind of
don't
want
to sit next to
Don. I thought we were just doing a podcast.
Hey, babe, I hope you don't leave because of this. Leave me because of me, not because of him.
Leave him because of me.
What are these, Polly's Confessions?
Yeah, oh, welcome to Polly's Confessions.
Got the right background.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Looks like a porno background.
Oh, this really
yeah.
is.
Yeah, this whole thing is like really seedy.
You guys want to have a cockfight?
It's like a red room over
we
here.
We just, yeah.
How do we measure this? Put them next to each other and touch them.
There's only one way to do it.
That's how you do it? Is that how you guys do it?
I don't think that would work because...
I did it with a yarn.
You're not getting it from
yarn.
The base.
You did it with yarn?
You get yarn, you measure
it from the base.
And then you hand it to the homie. No
like they got the wooden door like a brothel or something?
No, it was supposed to be like a speakeasy.
But no one does.
No one knows.
I know, you're probably burning the spot if you think no one's gonna touch shit here.
Fuck, I got this beer, but I gotta bounce, but I don't wanna fucking drink it.
30 minutes.
30 minutes? I'll drink it.
What, this is 30 35. Minutes?
It's only been 30 minutes.
Normally we blow through these, and it...
Oh, you started at 5.
It's cause Josh is server.
That's the time, huh?
Ah, that's fucking weird.
It's changing the time and space spectrum.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, because normally right now, it would be like an hour.
You're at 30.
Yeah, an hour,
an hour.
He warps the time. Now he's not as heavy.
Sorry, guys.
My knee, you cunt.
Oh, fuck you.
Alright, we'll be right back after these episodes. No, commercials.
We're not talking shit.
He's got Chinese.
Just wait.
He's got Chinese. Sensitive.
Damn, it does feel like a...
What is that? Have you seen anything or what?
I've seen what?
Oh.
What is it?
No, I thought it was like a, one of those.
Like a missing
seen?
Fish on a beer can?
Have you seen me?
I like, fuck, they're putting it on beer.
Oh, shit.
Have you seen
I don't know if you
fish?
Want. What is this beer called?
Oh, that was right. Funny.
So what Omar was talking about is like this beer on the side has this fish on it. And he thinks that
like
this
a
was
portrait.
A missing fish.
No, it looks like
a
milk carton
thing. No,
yeah, yeah.
But you put it on beer, someone's drinking it's like, hey, dude, have you seen this fish in the fucking Josh's house? Oh, crap.
Do they still do that shit? I'm going to put my own
911. No, there's the internet. You don't have to put shit in bill boxes anymore.
Well, they should. Bring it back, man. Bring it analog.
I know, just for nostalgia purposes.
Yeah, like... You know,
so,
like it's missing, I'm sad.
Are you telling me we want children to go missing purposely just so we can bring back the nostalgia of mine?
They could always make new children.
That's true.
The process is fun.
I like going to Walmart and like you see all those girls that they're missing and then you're like, yeah, I get it.
At Walmart?
Yeah. Walmart. You go to Walmart, the walls are rattled.
With missing people?
With missing people.
What post office?
But all of them are, they look like, like they would be in East
like
Apple Valley, like
they'll
Apple Valley. Like yeah, like they're not missing. They're not missing. Like they look like they didn't go missing. They look like they left to Apple Valley, and they're just like fuck my mom.
Fucking Hemet.
Yeah, Hemet is the worst fucking place.
Yeah, who was that? So someone told me that they went. There was like a dead body lying on the ground.
Yeah, man, I used to party over there.
Oh shit!
We recorded an album over there. It's like literally one street.
Oh, that's a good question. When's the last time you guys saw a dead body? If
oh, I don't want to talk about that.
No. Okay.
No, I wait.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit weird.
Wait.
Yeah,
these things still haunt me. Like, I'm trying not to.
You guys
drink as much.
Am I the only one that finds Thanksgiving the worst holiday of all?
The last time I saw a dead body was I looked in the mirror this morning.
Yeah, you look like you're dead.
You look like you died. You look like you died, and someone wished you to life right before your body started really decomposing.
Yeah,
but, like it was kind of already starting.
Oh my god, that. Dead body, and I'm like, oh, that's me.
Did you always dress like that, dog? Was that always your style?
Yeah, it's always been gay.
He was born with a leather jacket?
I don't know where this came from.
I came out the puss with a leather jacket and bass guitar.
So I pick up my stomach? It was hurting
me. Nice belly.
Dude, you got that chub going on. It's kind
of
sexy.
Man. It's called boners. It's a...
Do you have to pick it up when somebody blows you?
No, man, because I'm normally on my back. Me. Because
like,
I'm lazy. Because I'm lazy.
Hop on up.
I get excited when I get a stand-up blowjob. You know, when you actually stand up, where you're actually standing up.
Oh, I had one of those.
It's
today.
More dominant.
Yeah, it's more like, yo, look at this.
You're standing above them.
Yeah,
I had one of those today.
Vacuum cleaner to
what?
I had one of those today, dude.
She has a tumor.
Up, BJ?
Yeah.
Nice.
From a woman with a tumor.
Yeah.
Tumor. Ah, it's not the tumor.
It's not the tumor.
Said that earlier.
That's funny. I like that.
Dude, I got one of those today.
I'm gonna go to what do you call it?
A tumor or a blowjob?
and then I gave her some hair.
He had a stand-up tumor. He had a stand-up tumor.
You know,
and a lie down blowjob.
Tumors are better than regular laying on your back tumors. Yeah. My opinion.
I've been taking treats. What's going on?
You got into the. What is that? Where cops keep the stash?
Evidence.
Yeah, there you go. You look like you go to the Evelyn's locker a lot.
I've never been to Evelyn's locker ever.
That's what it sounded like.
I'm losing my fucking.
All right.
I don't know who she is. But
I'm gonna
she
ask
sounds
right now.
Like she has big bits.
I'm losing my speak.
Where is your daughter?
oh shit.
I love when you do that. I love it.
I cracked the window.
I gotta go. My mom's takes care of it right now. I told her I was gonna be late. I was like, I'm gonna be like an hour late. For what? Closet. I was like, none of your business, back. Bitch.
All right, everybody, we gotta give a shout out to Indy. Come on.
Mitch. Okay, when I did my solo podcast, like I was trying to. She does. Because I'll listen to it out loud, and then she'll hear it, and then she's like, "That's you, Daddy."
Oh.
I was like, "Yeah, bitch."
I love
you. Goddamn right.
I did my first three solo podcasts that I did. I kind of had to wait for her to fall asleep, so they sound stupid because I'm whispering into the mic. So I'm talking about movies and shit, but it sounds like I'm like in talk radio at 2 o'clock in the morning because she was like behind me asleep. Oh, so I got to like hold her while talking about movies and shit. It was really weird. But in the morning, when I was listening to it, she was like, "Oh, that was you last night." I was like, "What, bitch? I thought you were asleep."
What, bitch? Can we
that's
just
a good joke?
Joke.
Can we just announce that Edson, the crumb bum, king of crumb bum, Aragon,
has a child?
Is the greatest father.
Has a cut off dick sperm tube.
No, not just that, but is also the greatest father.
Everyone says that. I don't think I haven't done shit. You know what? I see my dad came from the ranches of Mexico. My mom jumped the train and took a train over here and fought a bunch of people with knives while pregnant with me, a bunch of shit. Those are fucking real parents. Me, I'm just like, I'm just trying to keep this baby from dying.
That's
so true.
Yeah.
You have done.
I haven't done jack shit.
Amazingly well.
She's just a bitch. I just feed her, play with her, teach her the ABCs.
That's what it is.
No.
She's taking it easy, man.
And every time you post something on Instagram,
I do love her more than regular people do.
But what you don't know is I was like happy with his daughter. Why when he stops on Instagram, he beats
him. Oh, they beat the shit out of her. Dude, again. What you don't see is the elbows that
I... Why you make me do this? You think I like doing this?
She's lost all her baby teeth.
That's why, yeah.
By a choice?
No, not naturally. No, not naturally. I rip them off.
Oh, shit.
Because she was asking about the tooth fairy, and I told her it's not real. And she's like, yeah, it is. And I was like, bitch, I'll show you. And then I'll get some pliers. You guys are gonna let me go with this joke?
No.
I was waiting for you guys. I was waiting for you.
I was gonna stop you right there.
Like, you guys ain't gonna start
it. I was just gonna say
you made the commitment.
I didn't believe you.
I was honestly gonna say.
Oh man, I wish you see you guys' faces are like
Edson, you are the greatest father in the world.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's still alive, so that's all that matters.
There's a couple times I was a good dad.
Oh fuck.
Well, when you were looking.
Well, right when I first met him at 15, he was really nice.
Who?
No, my real dad.
You met your dad when you were 15.
I did. Yeah. I didn't know what a dad was.
So fuck is. Oh, are you like a dude mom?
Who? Frankie, what were you gonna say?
Go ahead, Frankie.
Well, I was just gonna elaborate on baby tooth, but if we need to take the direction of the podcast, there. Baby I just remember tooth? I used to have hangers like off my gums.
What are those?
Hangers. Baby tooth.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I have vivid memories when I was a kid. I remember my first boner. But anyways.
Thanks.
I like where this is going.
No, I don't know what that has to do with teeth.
This friggin'
that's why I called baby hangers.
This tooth was hanging off on my gum. It was still attached on one side. And I'm like, Mom, look at it. It's like flapping around. Like, how do I get it?
She's like,
let me do it. And she just reached. She just ripped it out. So, like, what you're saying...
Yeah, no.
It's not that far.
No, yeah, no, it's not. My nieces...
And it bled a shitload.
Yeah.
But at least it's not flapping around so I don't choke and die.
Isn't that weird that when you take people's teeth out, like, the first thing is, like, tie it to a door?
No, just use your hand.
Yeah. I see my homegirl...
Wash them.
My homegirl got a napkin or, like, a rag. She just put it in the kid's mouth and she kind of just wiggled it and pulled it out. I was like, cool, that sounds pretty legit. Well, but, like, if you look at it, even since the 30s and 40s, people have just been, like...
Well, let's
strapping
get
it to doors and slamming doors.
The door.
Let's find some string. Oh, were we near doors? Hopefully, we're near a doorknob that has a doorknob that we can tie a string.
Yeah, who's the first person that did that? It was.
Hopefully, it's not an automatic door in a CVS.
It's all waiting for someone to walk by.
Hopefully,
it's not a revolving door.
So my dad was the one that was just like, "Son, is it wiggling?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And he's like, and "So you just ripped that shit out of there with needleless pliers."
By the way, go back to what Frank
was saying.
Yeah,
there you go. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. So when my girlfriend's like, my niece, she doesn't have a father or
she doesn't. No one rips out her teeth.
She doesn't want to have anything done. I'm like over here just like pulling out my knife. I'm like, I'll cut this shit out.
You take this back. I'm not gonna have it.
Fucking no problem.
Fucking have it?
Nah, I'm driving and I forgot about that.
You're listening to Tooth Talk.
So I just fucking ripped that shit out of her fucking mouth, and she's like, what the fuck? She's bleeding everywhere. I'm like,
you told me to.
It takes a while. You gotta drink salt water and swish it around and then spit it out. Don't
drink
swallow
salt water. What
I took this. I took this when I was tired.
Swallow the salt water. Just. It
I just said she'll be fine.
Do swallow salt water if you think you poisoned yourself. I learned that from 007.
Is that real?
Yeah, it makes you throw up. Salt water. If you drink salt water, it makes you throw up. So if you ever think you're poisoned and shit, just drink a bunch of salt water and it'll make you throw up.
I'll use that next time somebody tries.
To poison? When was the last person that got poisoned? When was the last time you got poisoned?
Pip. Yesterday.
You poisoned yourself?
Yeah, myself. I'm over here like putting cyanide in. Is it that Elizabeth?
It was.
Hey, I'm gonna bring up something Frank said. Like, does anybody remember their first erection? Because I have a very vivid memory of it.
Do you really?
I know it. Yeah. I think I told it on the podcast before, actually.
I remember being very angry because I didn't know why it was up. I thought it was because, oh, I just had to pee. It's full of pee. I peed and it wasn't. Still like this, I was like crying. I was like, "Dude, I'm frustrated." I had no idea what was going on.
I remember that. I remember that. I remember frustration.
I remember my.
No, you remember it. Sucking him off or what?
I remember his boner.
I mean, it was that big. I went all the way down the street, right next to his room. He knocked on the door.
It was only up the street.
But he was only 2 inches away from the door.
What?
To knock with his.
So, anyways, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So, anyways, Thanksgiving's coming up. So we're going to do this episode about turkeys. So,
let's start the episode.
Welcome to Crumb Bum Comedy.
We should talk about
turkey episode.
Welcome to Crumb Bum Comedy. We're talking about turkeys now.
Do you guys even like that holiday?
I like to eat.
It's one of my most hated holidays.
That's the only time my mom makes her Salvadorian turkey.
That's a great question.
It's the worst holiday ever.
Oh, it is.
For me, it is.
I'm Indian, so yeah, it's...
Yeah, I never liked it from the get-go. I do. The reason I do like it is because my mom, it's the only time my mom makes that her dish, and it's the only time she makes that. So it's like whenever it's around, we don't invite.
I always like when people like.
Thank you.
Yeah, we get to eat all that food. You can eat that food.
Thank
all
you for celebrating my yeah. my culture.
But it's like.
Your
culture, you fucking motherfucker. My ass is 100% blood native. Not from here, but
native on the border, but it doesn't matter.
No.
I'm Incan. They raped our people.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's up, baby?
You guys are back?
We're back. Yes, he's back.
Do you want to see my Indian dick?
Do you remember,
thank you for watching.
On King of the Hill when,
you gotta be specific.
Dale asked,
not woo-woo dot.
What his name? Oh, Dale asked John Redcord, and he was like, hey, John Redcord, you know, your people celebrate Thanksgiving? He was like, we did. Once.
Damn, that's true though.
That shit was funny. We did once.
I don't know. I never had that. The whole experience where like family come. We do have our immediate. Not. I don't know because we only fuck with each other. Like we don't have.
I find
all of our all of our peoples are like in Fresno or in Tijuana or far away. So it's not like
we have family.
We never had a bunch of.
No, we don't either. We had like 5 people.
Yeah,
it's really boring. I find it boring.
We like it.
5 people?
No, Thanksgiving.
Well,
Thanksgiving. How do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
How do I celebrate Thanksgiving? I'm Blackfoot Indian, so of course we get the. Yeah. I wear my choker and everything, and of course we celebrate. Like my dad is white, but my mother is.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is always
boring. Blackfoot Indian.
So we hang out and we eat turkey because of my dad.
I thought it was Thanksgiving.
Christmas Day.
What would you eat if it wasn't for your dad?
We would kill the white people.
Yeah.
Skin them.
Frank's like that.
Doc, so who's Native American your parents?
My mom.
Oh yeah, she looks like it actually.
Yeah, she's.
She definitely looks
Indian. Black-footed.
Yeah, hell yeah, your mom looks Indian as fuck.
Now that I think about it, she really looks Native.
I wish I had a picture of my dad, but he's also black-footed Indian.
Wait. He had frostbite on both feet.
God damn it.
Fuck.
God damn it, Frank.
Fuck you.
God damn it, Frank.
He was a white guy.
He was a white guy.
God damn it.
God damn it, Frank.
If it wasn't so good, I would stab you in the fucking chest.
That was really funny.
Is it really good, or is it just them making fake news?
No, it was good.
That was good.
Okay, thanks.
It's
all fake news. It's here now. Doc's not Indian.
It's got fake news, folks.
Everyone, nobody has black feet. Everyone has regular sized flesh colored foot.
Yeah, I love how you're doing that.
We can't make Trump doing his fake news voice. Like, there's fake news before Trump.
There's fake news.
No, check this out. I remember back in my days when we used to be not woke, when we were fucking regular people, when we were just fucking regular ass potheads. They're like, yeah, the news is fake, man. We should have listened to it. You know, it always feels fucked with you.
Yeah,
and then, yeah, but that's when we were younger. And then now that they're saying real shit about this, well, like now they call it fake. It's like, dude, I've been saying fake news since fucking junior high, since the Rage Against the Machine days.
Well, the problem
is, Rage Against the Machine is the anti-fake news.
Yeah, that was like
the problem. What's going on is there's actual real news going on, and people are saying it's fake.
From
the internet. Yeah, that's an issue because that's happening. Legitimately,
it wasn't like that though. It was
because there's real shit on the internet that's being honest. Like, but people, that's fake.
What are you talking about, folks?
Like, it's not real.
I'm a good guy.
Or do they call it Trump? Alternative facts. That's the stupidest thing.
Oh, I like that.
That's dumb.
That's my favorite thing.
I hadn't heard that. No. Shit.
Yeah, oh yeah. Wow. It's like the dopest loophole ever. Yeah, do I say
alternative
that?
Alternative facts.
Yeah.
They're not really facts.
They're not facts. Like, they're like the alternative version.
It's alternative
of
facts.
Them.
The alternative facts, folks.
You ever notice he talks like this? He has his hand like this.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of presidents do hand motions.
This. He does it. This.
Bill Clinton, what did you do? I did not do that.
I was like, let me be clear with you. I did not have sexual
relations.
He did this.
Ross Perot?
I don't know if you guys were. They teach you that shit in speech class, not to ever point like, talk like this. Or
yeah, you're right.
Who the fuck? Who, Christ?
Huh?
Who the fuck?
No.
No, in speech class.
If you point, I'm going like this. Like, I don't.
It's body energy.
You're the fucking president. You're not supposed to go like that because you. Whoever you're talking to, whatever, it's like belief.
So I did this.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it does make you fucking like.
Welcome, folks.
That's why I go like this.
I did this.
So I talk every time. So like,
I don't know. I don't know how you passed the academy. I don't know what police
say. You're a cop.
No, we're just fucking.
Because he has a.
Because
he kills black people without permission.
I am so not a racist.
I'm not really.
Or
a cop?
A raper.
A raper?
I am so not a raper.
He's a fucking raper.
If you're not a racist, what was all that N-word talk before the show started?
I remember you were like, N-word this, N-word that. I actually have it on my phone.
Alternative facts, man.
Yeah. I've never said that.
Wow. Yeah, you never heard that?
Nah, I haven't, man.
I have to crazy. Bounce.
Oh, you idiot.
Jesus.
See, you're the... Well, he's not racist, I don't think, but
we're allowed to say we're from the cut.
No, I gotta hurry up because I gotta climb
the comp thing you said?
No, we're from the cut.
Oh.
I used to live like 3 blocks away from Compton.
I used to live in the cut of Clinton.
Well, Wilshire.
What city was that?
LA. I used to live on one side of MacArthur Park, and then when you cross MacArthur Park. Yeah, but when you cross MacArthur Park, you go a little bit further.
Oh, okay.
And then it's the far side of Compton.
MacArthur Park is beautiful.
Holy shit, that went fast. That's already at 52. It went from like 36 there.
Well, we gotta leave, bro.
Yeah.
We just ended there. It's almost an hour.
Alright.
What should we do before we
leave? Alright, so everybody.
Yeah, let's wrap it up for Edson.
Yeah.
So, everybody, it's good to see you. We got a good friend, Omar.
Say hello, Omar.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We got Josh.
Yes.
We got
Frankie Friday.
Frankie Friday. And we got Edson.
Is that Edson? Yeah, Edson. Yeah,
man. Right?
Edson. I'm just fucking out of stroke right now.
Say hello, Edson. Edson from Compton. All right, everybody.
Edson from Compton. What's up, this is Edson from Compton.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another.
We're not starting it over.
Welcome to another edition of Crumb Bum Comedy.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining in.
That was pretty much it. I stopped it. I'm going to fade it out right there.
Yeah. Fade it the fuck out.
Fade it. All
right.
I got to save this.
All right, niggas. I'm
sometimes it doesn't save all of it.
That was a different energy, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because we weren't all
fucking. We got quiet for some